This past weekend, a specific Saturday, was a moment of pure rhythm and unity when over 1,100 marimba players aged 8 to 62 from every corner of South Africa and even Zimbabwe came together in Cape Town to break the Guinness World Record for the largest marimba ensemble in the world. Behind it all was one woman's passion project turned a national movement, Chiriara Rumklas, who is the founder of Marimba Jam, and she helped orchestrate the unforgettable event where people of all ages, backgrounds, and communities united, not just to break a record, but to send a joyful message of hope, ubuntu, and what's possible when music brings us together. And Kiara joins us now on the line. Kiara, thank you so much for chatting with me. Congratulations, over 1,100 marimba players, a Guinness World Record. What was going through your mind in those final moments of the performance?
Thank you so much for having us. It was an incredibly powerful moment, seeing all of the kids come together and experiencing the shared joy at having achieved this Guinness World Record. I mean, it was something which is going to really live in the hearts of these kids for a really long time after this world record.
Take us back. Where did the idea for Marimba Jam come from, and how did it evolve into something big enough to fill the Grand West Arena?
Marimba Jam always started as a project to share the joy of playing the marimba with schools who didn't have access to music education. So many, many years ago, about 10 years ago, we started this project and it just grew over the years. And each year we put on a festival where we bring together all the kids we teach from the various schools and we do a mass item where they all play together. And we decided what would be possible if we actually tried to make this a national movement. And so that's really where the Guinness World Record idea came from, was to take that energy, that unity to a national scale and bring schools from across the country, including Zimbabwe, to come together to play a song together and actually be recognized as the largest marimba ensemble in the world.
It must have been a lot of logistics. I mean, I'm thinking you brought together learners from township schools, private schools, rural communities. I mean, how did you manage that level of coordination across so many divides?
It was not an easy road. We faced lots of challenges.
So that's a
I think, especially with schools bringing the marimbas themselves, these are massive instruments. So, you know, bringing down trucks from Johannesburg, Durban, counting all of the mallets, the sticks that the kids use, and then also following the Guinness World Record guidelines. I think that was also a huge logistical, you know, challenge for our team, where we had to place every child on a floor plan. Every child had a specific QR code that needed to be scanned by Guinness World Records for the official count. So, you know, it took a lot, but it was so worth it in the end to see everyone come together in this, you know, really beautiful musical affair.
Yeah, you have said that South African marimbas are tuned in C major and that, and I'm quoting, it's almost impossible to feel sad when you hear them. What is it about the marimba that captures such joy? And how do you think it resonates so deeply with South African identity?
You know, I fell in love with the marimba when I was still in school, so about 20 years ago. And it was that instrument that just brought me so much joy because, like you say, it's tuned in C and you just don't feel sad when you play it. So I think it's a really cool instrument and it's been taken up by so many schools right now. It's so popular that, you know, it's become one of the most accessible instruments to learn at school because you don't actually need to know how to read music to play this instrument. We use muscle memory techniques to teach the songs. And so it's become an instrument which is accessible even for children that aren't studying music at school, but want to experience the joy of playing a musical instrument. It's also the South African marimba specifically is played in a band setting. So you need the bass, the tenor, the soprano, like a choir, in order to be able to make that full sound. So it also is about community building, team building. And I just think it's a beautiful instrument that transcends the socioeconomic barriers in our country because we see it in the private schools, the township schools, the NGOs. And so for us to now celebrate this shared African heritage over this instrument that is really proudly African, I think is wonderful for us to be celebrating this now on a global stage.
There was definitely something special about the preparation. You used videos, coordinated drummers across the venue, even gloves that helped keep time. Can you tell us more about what went on behind the scenes to bring it all together?
Yes, so we had sent videos to all the schools and we had sent sheet music to those teachers who could read the sheet music. And so all the schools were preparing in their own spaces. And when we came together, it was the first time this 1,100 ensemble played all together. And keeping everyone in time was always going to be a challenge. But on the day, the microphone had a slight delay. So we had originally planned for the conductor to be calling on the microphone and playing the drum, but we realized that was actually making the ensemble go out of time. So we had to improvise and we got all of our team members throughout the aisles clapping to keep everyone in time. And the conductor then had to use his hands to conduct everyone instead of the drum. So yeah, it was actually, we didn't expect it, but they actually did stay in time for most of it. And I think that's what counts.
And now that you've broken a world record, what's next for Marimba Jam? Is there a bigger dream you're hoping to build on from this moment?
Yes, definitely. We realized that for the marimba itself, there aren't a lot of spaces to receive this type of international recognition. And so next year we are launching the Marimba World Championships, and that is going to take place in Johannesburg in August 2026. And we invite all marimba bands from around the country and indeed across the world to join us as we now are going to celebrate marimba bands in the Marimba World Championship. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to, you know, celebrating the industry and also, you know, encouraging more learners to take up music at school, learn an instrument, see the benefits and the joy that come from playing a marimba. It's really beautiful. And yeah, I just like to invite everyone who maybe knows a marimba band, a school that has a marimba band, to let them know that there's big things coming next year.
And how do people get hold of you if they want to be part of those big things?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
How do people get hold of you if they want to be part of these big things that you're announcing?
Yes, you can go to our website. It's marimbajam.co.za or our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. So you just search Marimba Jam.
Kiara Ramklaas, the founder of Marimba Jam and the powerhouse behind South Africa's newest Guinness World Record. Thank you so much for chatting with us in a world so often divided. I'm thinking that sometimes all it takes is a marimba, a melody, and a little bit of magic to bring people together.